The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. This is the 5 o'clock hour. And here's my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Before I go anywhere else and discuss anything else, may I remind you that tomorrow is the National Day of Prayer. Tomorrow. Tomorrow is the National Day of Prayer, Thursday, May 2nd. Now, many of you, your church is commemorating the National Day of Prayer in one way or another, and that's wonderful, and I commend you and your church for that. The statewide commemoration and celebration is at the State House tomorrow morning at 11:30. State House, tomorrow morning at 11:30. And I'll look it up here in just a moment. I'm going to be there, so I got to find out. I think it's in the Rotunda. I don't think. Let's see, Ohio National Day of Prayer. Let me see here. Let me pull it up real quick. State House Gathering, National Day of Prayer. Okay. State House Gathering, National Day of Prayer. In the atrium. Okay, it's in the atrium. Okay, all right. 11:30 tomorrow morning in the atrium. By the way, the atrium. Our State House is beautiful. Yeah, it should have a dome, but it's beautiful. It's in the atrium. And ask anybody where the atrium is, and they can guide you there. If you can park in the underground under the State House, you can come right up and walk just a short distance to the atrium. Anyway, I will be there. Many others will be there. The choir from Genoa Church in Westerville will be singing. There'll be other music. America the Beautiful. I love this. Love lifted me. Oh, how he loves you and me. How deep the Father's love. There's going to be music. Several people are going to be praying. It's my privilege and honor to pray for the media. And I have been very critical of the media today. But there will be many others praying. And I hope you'll be there. It's tomorrow morning at the State House in the atrium at 11:30. All right, 11:30. And I think it's going to wrap up by no later than 1 o'clock or 1:15, I think. I think that's what it is. Anyway, I hope you can be there. Join us, please, please, please. Let's absolutely pack out the atrium. Now, why? We need prayer. America needs prayer, and this is the National Day of Prayer. And here's another reason, folks. The representatives in the House of Representatives and the Senate will be able to hear and see what's going on at the State House. And I hope you'll take this the way I mean it. If the radical LGBTQ community gets the word out, we're having a meeting down at the State House to protest this, to protest that. I promise you, they will pack out the atrium to overflow at the State House, because they have on many occasions. Now, listen to me. If the LGBTQ crowd announces a rally to protest this, to protest that, they will pack the place out. And what will Christians do when they are called to pray? And if the atrium is a fourth full or even a half full, What does that say to our representatives in Columbus at the State House? What does that tell them about the Christian community and our concern? What does it tell them? What kind of a testimony is that? And I'm being serious. What kind of a testimony is that? So I hope you'll make plans. If you didn't know about it, rearrange your schedule, do whatever you need to do. 11:30 in the atrium inside the State House. The atrium. That's a cool place. There's a plaque there where Lincoln was, and it's just very historic. Anyway, 11:30 tomorrow morning, National Day of Prayer in the atrium of the State House. Please, please, please make every effort to be there for the National Day of Prayer tomorrow morning, 11:30 at the State House. All right, now, I mentioned this in passing before, and I'm bringing this up for one reason. I am not an unconditional supporter of Donald Trump. Maybe you are. I am not. I support him when he does good, right, and righteous. I support him. If he does something that is not good, right, or righteous, I will criticize him. If necessary, I would condemn him. I am loyal to truth, and I hope you are as well. So please don't anybody accuse me of being an unconditional lapdog for Donald Trump. Now, I admit, since he has been president, not before, oh, no, 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 no. Since he has been president, I have praised him more than I have criticized him. And I admit that. And I'm not embarrassed or ashamed of that because of what he's done. And that's the way you should be as well. It's not about party. It's about truth. It's about doing what's right. Well, what about what he did 25 years ago? What? What about that video 20 years ago? That's the past. I want to know what he's doing now, today. I want to know what he's doing for us. Anyway, all right, I'm not going to get involved in that. So I am not an unconditional supporter of Donald Trump, but I am an unconditional supporter of truth. And our president, and at times he hasn't helped, okay? I admit that. But he has been lied about and misrepresented, I think, more than any president possibly in American history. And back to Charlottesville, Virginia. Back in 2017, the violent protest between Black Lives Matters as well as KKK, white supremacists. And by the way, I absolutely unequivocally condemn white supremacists, the KKK. At the same time, I do not support much of what the Black Lives Matters movement has done. Okay? So anyway, the rally in 2017 in Charlottesville began concerning the statues of Robert E. Lee and Thomas Stonewall Jackson that were up on a square there in Charlottesville. City Council has voted to take the statues down. Well, many people believe that that violated a Virginia state law that was passed in 2016. And so the whole reason for this rally was, do the statues stay up? Do the statues stay down? Donald Trump said there were good people on both sides of the statue controversy. Now, later in that very same press conference, when he said there were good people on both sides, he without any reservations at all, he condemned the white nationalists. He condemned the KKK. That's not what the press has told you. You know, I've had a couple of people call this program, oh, the president's a racist because of what he said in Charlottesville. Yeah, what did he say? He said there were good people on both sides. Yeah, put it in context. He did not in any way, shape, or form say that the white supremacists were good or that any of them were good. He said there were good people on the issue of the statues. Well, the reason I bring this up is today, a federal judge in Charlottesville, Virginia, quote, has ruled that two statues of Confederate generals that sparked a violent protest in 2017 are war monuments and cannot be removed under state law. Circuit Judge Richard Moore said it was clear that the statues of Robert E. Lee, Thomas Stonewall Jackson, were created to be war memorials. He said the Charlottesville City Council violated state law when it voted to remove them. The judge said, I find this conclusion inescapable. It is the very season the statues have been complained about from the beginning. It is no good pretending they are something other than what they actually are, which they are simply war memorials. That is all. A federal judge has said the statues cannot come down. Donald Trump said there are good people on both sides of the issue. A federal judge has agreed with Donald Trump. That's not what you're going to hear from the liberal progressive left. They will lie about what happened in Charlottesville. I am not an unconditional supporter of Donald Trump, but I am an unconditional supporter of truth. And the liberal left has lied and distorted this. Now, again, do I agree with everything Donald Trump says? No. And you have heard me, if you listen, you have heard me on this program condemning things that Donald Trump has said and done. And when necessary, I will again. But I'm also going to tell you the truth. I'm not going to lie or distort the truth for political reasons to either praise or condemn anyone, especially politicians. And that should be your position as well. That's not a Republican-Democrat position. That's a truth position. We'll be back.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, here's some breaking news for those of you in our audience that are probably, I'd say, 45, 50 years old or older. To you young whippersnappers, you won't remember, but it was just announced that Doug Adair has passed away. Now, again, to you young people, you're going to go, who? Who in the world is Doug Adair? If you've been in the Columbus area for many years, my wife and I have been here now for, I think, 43 years now. I think when we moved to Columbus, Doug Adair, I think, if he was not the major anchor when we moved here, it was shortly after we moved here. It was Doug and Mona for many years. Doug and Mona Adair, husband and wife team. They were on Channel 4. They may have been on some of the other stations as well. But and Doug and Mona split up many years ago, and I have no idea whether Mona is still living or not. But anyway, it was just announced that Doug Adair has passed away. He was living in Pleasanton, California. And I'm sorry. He passed away on Monday, but it's just being reported locally. I'm not sure why, but he passed away on Monday. So he was a legend. He's in the Broadcasting Hall of Fame. He won. If there is an award that a local TV anchor could win, Doug Adair had won it. He's in the Ohio Broadcasters Hall of Fame. And he has passed away. Doug Adair passed away. That goes back to the days of Jimmy Crum. Some of you will remember Jimmy Crum and his wild coats and so forth. He was the ultimate professional, extremely, extremely well-liked in the Columbus area and around the country as well. Doug Adair has passed away. All right, some good news. Oh, I don't have much time before the bottom of the program. The Alabama House of Representatives has overwhelmingly passed a law that would basically ban all abortions in the state. Just about every abortion in the state would become illegal, and the mother would not be charged, but the abortionist would be charged. Performing an abortion at any stage would become a felony in the state of Alabama if this were to become law. It passed by a margin of 74-3. Why only 3 to oppose it? Because the Democrats all walked out. Yeah, they did. They had a spirited debate over this legislation, and the Democrats didn't like it. And before the vote was taken, they stomped out, walked out, rather than voting. Now, this is only the House of Representatives, has to go to the Senate. It is not law. I don't know whether the governor would sign it if it did become law. But the legislators that have pushed this legislation admit openly, this will not become law. We know that. We know it will go to the Supreme Court, and that's exactly what we want. So they have passed this legislation in order to press the issue of abortion to the Supreme Court. Many believe that's exactly what's going to happen here in Ohio with the heartbeat bill. We will see. Sooner or later, and hopefully sooner, the Supreme Court of the United States will rule on abortion. And we can only hope that Roe v. Wade will finally be overturned. And then very, very quickly, I admit it, Joy and I are huge Jeopardy fans. We record it. We never watch it real live time, but we record it, watch it later in the evening and so forth. We love Jeopardy. And of course, you probably know that Alex Trebek, the 78-year-old host of Jeopardy, is fighting stage 4 cancer. I believe it's colon cancer, I think. And he released a statement today asking for prayers and thoughts because he is facing depression. That's absolutely understandable. He is stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Pardon me. Stage 4 pancreatic cancer. He's undergoing chemotherapy, and he admits he's getting very down, weak, and even depressed. Pray for Alex Trebek. I have no idea about his spiritual condition, but pray for him.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.